The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Build up, Ryan. Good morning.
Yeah, Larry, I was speechless from hearing you do that into my ears, just like you do over the PA at Acrisure Stadium. So I'm sorry. I was just, like I said, I was just blown away. And you get to do that for another few years at least.
Yeah, so this was contentious. It appeared for a while outside the fact that TJ did not show up at the mandatory minicamp. You thought, uh-oh, because the last time he did a contract, he showed up, but he didn't participate. But that all doesn't matter now. This deal is done, right?
Yeah, I think he made his point with that sort of leverage play last month. And I think this is even something that, you know, it goes back to last time he was in these shoes back in 21. You know, I think he made his point by the old hold in, as we were calling it then, and has become more popular around the NFL. Don't hold out, still report to training camp, but protect yourself and only do certain portions of practice until you get your money squared away. And I don't think the Steelers want to deal with those situations again. And maybe that's part of it too, why they were able to lock him up. A little less than a week before they actually all get out to St. Vincent College.
And that said, we're talking about $123 million extension over 3 years and averaging $41 million, $1 million more than Myles Garrett in Cleveland. That also seemed to be a point he wanted to make.
Yeah, and I think that's a point every player wants to make, really. I don't think TJ's reign on the top is going to be very long here because the Dallas Cowboys need to re-sign or extend 26-year-old pass rusher Micah Parsons, who played at Harrisburg High School in Penn State. So I think he will get more than TJ. And it's not like there's anything wrong with that necessarily. That's just kind of how the market works. It's inevitable that when you're the next guy up at a premier position like that, you're going to want to reset the market. The benchmarks have been set by the guys before you, and that's the number for your agent to use. So I know there's been some debate and chatter of, okay, could the Steelers have saved themselves a little bit of money if they would have taken care of it earlier? I don't know. I think that's possible, but at the same time, these high-stakes negotiations have a lot that goes into it, a lot of moving parts with number of years, average annual salary, fully guaranteed money. I'm sure there were some compromises made on both sides, but for the most part, the bottom line here is, yes, TJ Watt gets what he wants.
That said, Brian, you've detailed all of the changes the Steelers have made in the offseason, and they are, when you look at them collectively, significant. There's probably, with the signing of Aaron Rodgers and now the new guys on the roster, a lot more interest in going to camp. I would imagine fans are going to flock to St. Vincent College next week.
Yeah, and I think tying it back in with the news of the day, I mean, these are all moves that you make to try to get over the hump with TJ Watt on your team. I understand that with him being 30 years old and the production slipping a little at the end of last season, some injuries popping up here and there, there's going to be a natural inclination for some fans to wonder if the time is right to trade him for picks. And, you know, I was almost surprised by the reaction to the Watt trade of, okay, you know, this isn't a good business move by the Steelers. Maybe that's just kind of like when you read hotel reviews and the only people who are chiming in are the ones who feel negatively about their experience. But I also think that, yes, he is a guy who brings fans to practice. He brings fans to games. People would have been there would have been a small mutiny in the streets, I think, if they would have let number 90 walk away, or certainly if they would have tried to trade him for NFL draft picks that are no more guaranteed to work out than Major League Baseball prospects when the Pirates go that route. So, yes, the Steelers are retooling, and DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers, those are the hired guns from the outside to put around the homegrown players like Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, and company.
Ryan, if I went to Market Square today and I'd say, who's the starting running back for the Steelers this coming season? People would be like, there are so many new faces. But is Jaylen Warren going to be the starter, or who will be running the football since Najee Harris is gone?
You know, who else wants to know the answer to that question is all of the millions of fantasy football managers out there in the world. We're coming up on fantasy draft season. I think Jaylen Warren is the guy for now, and if the season started tomorrow, he'd be the one out there on the field for the first snap, for the first carry. But with Caleb Johnson coming in here as a third-round pick out of Iowa, and he's a bigger body, he's, you know, essentially the Najee Harris replacement, I think there could come a point in time in the season where Johnson overtakes the veteran, and, you know, it's his show. I also think it could be a committee throughout the season, Larry, where they're riding the hot hand, and if one guy's running well against the Browns, they keep feeding him. If the other guy's running well against the Bengals, they keep feeding him. So I don't think it's going to be quite as concentrated on one guy like it was for a few years there with Najee.
Well, it promises to be entertaining at very least, and hopefully productive, and you can read all about it all season long with Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Brian, always appreciate your time, man. Have a great weekend, because after this, you're done.
Yeah, this is kind of the last free weekend for a while. Thanks for reminding me of that, Larry.
You got it. Soak up the sun.
See ya.
Brian Batko, Post-Gazette.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.